From KQED Radio News, I'm Stephanie Martin. Thanks in part to Hollywood, Jane Austen remains one of the most popular authors in the world nearly two centuries after her death. Now Northern Californians get their turn to see a significant new production, a musical version of perhaps the most beloved and most adapted of all of Austen's novels. Peninsula-based Theater Works takes to the stage this week with a world premiere of the musical Emma. South Bay Bureau Chief Peter John Schuler reports.
All right, here we go.
With less than 2 weeks before opening night, TheaterWorks' sparsely furnished rehearsal rooms are electric and alive with energy and anticipation. Difficult bits of choreography or newly written lyrics are tried again and again. This musical adaptation of Emma is also an anniversary of sorts, marking the 50th production originated by TheaterWorks. Many of these actors have spent the last year and a half developing Emma through workshops, staged readings, and dozens of rewrites. Although it's been in the works for a while, the musical Emma couldn't come at a better time. Nothing short of a Jane Austen craze has emerged this summer with derivative novels, movies, and an upcoming PBS series. TheaterWorks artistic director Robert Kelly credits Austen's popularity with her unique place in literature.
I think that it is very rare to find an authentic voice of that particular period, but any period earlier than maybe the 1920s, where you feel you're getting a female point of view.
Writer and composer Paul Gordon seems to be drawn to 19th century England for his inspiration. He was nominated for a Tony for his work on a musical version of Jane Eyre. And although he says he still loves that lush world of dark Gothic Victorian romance, he says it's a relief to be back in the relatively lighthearted world of Austen's droll satire and romantic comedy of manners. Gordon says Austen's current appeal is obvious.
Jane Austen is actually a very modern writer. And I think, you know, she obviously wrote in the 19th century, but she was a free thinker, and the situations that she created in most of her novels are relevant today as much as they were then. I mean, a lot of it, of course, is about class, but a lot of it is just about human relationships.
Emma Woodhouse is 21 when the show begins. The high-spirited heiress has been spoiled by her situation in life, but is generally well-meaning. Her often misguided attempts at matchmaking are the engine that moves the tale along, and her misadventures provide much of the humor in the story and a source of growth for her character.
To say I am somewhat surprised. That's it. Just that, where I push through, I think. Surprise is but to say I am somewhat surprised to be fully composed. Where I used to break it a lot more.
Gordon wrote the part with Leanne Marie Dobbs in mind. Dobbs, a TheaterWorks veteran, is now based in New York. She says she feels lucky to play a character like Emma, who has been so thoroughly fleshed out by the author.
So this is how love feels. Quiet, pensive, most polite. And I don't have a fever.
I don't have to fill in the blanks when I have a question about, oh my goodness, well, what would Emma think about this? I have a whole novel to draw from.
There is no doubt, and I should not want for more. No, I should not want for more.
Although Jane Austen wrote Emma in the third person, much of the text reflects Emma's own thoughts and feelings, and those are the moments that give voice to song.
Why is it so much worse that Harriet should be in love with Mr. Knightley than with Mr. Frank Churchill? Mr. Knightley. Mr. Knightley. Mr. Knightley? Mr. Knightley. He is just my friend, a member of the family, always there whenever I'm in need.
And if men are afraid that Emma is the kind of musical that women will have to drag them to, Dobbs says her own experience has taught her otherwise.
I was amazed when we did the workshops, the number of adult men that came up to me with the idea that they were seeing a chick lit musical. And then they said, I laughed so hard. I enjoyed this so much. They really enjoyed it.
It's wonderful. It's torturous. I think I might have hives.
Yes, Emma is now in previews at the Mountain View Center for the Performing Arts, and this Saturday is opening night. From the South Bay Bureau, I'm Peter John Schuler, KQED Radio News.
Anything can happen. He's in love with. Stranger things have happened.
I'm Stephanie Martin, KQED Public Radio.